Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's week number one for me, Kevin Wall, on a brand new radio station. This is so cool. A new home, AM 670 KMZQ. For those of you that have joined us from our previous endeavor in middays, we are giving you the full three-hour dose in afternoon drive. It's really exciting. And the big thing is broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I love being able to say that. Joining us for our first week, and I'm really excited about this, he's been on many, many times. He is Michael Schaus. He is Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. He's one of the smartest guys I know of, and he joins us. Michael, how you been, my friend?
I'm good. Happy, well, congratulations on your move, by the way. It's nice to see that you broadcast from the Las Vegas Strip. It's pretty cool.
And that is kind of cool. By the way, this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by the Nevada Trucking Association and my buddy Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. Well, we had a primary election last night, but it's the gift that keeps on giving because we don't know who won or who lost. And we won't know for another few days till the 16th. What do you make of this whole mail-in ballot thing that we've been talking about?
Well, I mean, we knew from the beginning, as soon as it was announced that they were going to try to start doing mostly mail-in ballots, it was going to be a fiasco. People are worried about voter fraud and what have you. But even beyond that, the bigger issue is we should have known that this was going to take a while. The state was not ready for it, and typical government, they're not capable of becoming ready for it in a very short period of time.
Did it work okay last night? I mean, they didn't get the first numbers out till 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm surprised that we still don't have results on some of the races. I mean, we've got, you know, you look around the media, there are some projections here or there in some of the big races that we care about. But, it definitely is taking longer than expected, and that tells me that they were woefully unprepared to deal with a massive amount of mail-in ballots. Also, this has kind of an ancillary effect, whether or not there's any merit to it. It's going to erode some people's confidence of the entire system. When it starts to take this long to start to get results out there to folks, folks are going to have a big question mark about it, and that's just really not good for the political standpoint where we are in our already divided partisan America, but also it's going to cause some problems when if you've got a couple of really close races, you might see disputes coming up, which will just drag out the whole system even longer.
Anything you saw last night that surprised you? The number of Democrats that vote exceeded those of Republicans. Does that surprise you?
No, not really. I mean, a couple of things. First of all, when it comes to mail-in ballots, you would probably expect to see that simply because it's going to be easier for some of the traditionally Democrat get-out-the-vote machines, such as unions. It'll help them really get to folks and say, hey, mail in your ballot. It's easier than ever. We don't even have to drive you to a polling place. So you were kind of expecting that on top of the fact that our political landscape in this state is, in fact, changing. We are seeing a significant change, and this is one of the problems that the GOP has had for the last several years. Up until now, they've never really had a fight against an actual organized left-wing progressive machine out there, and all of a sudden, now they are, and they just really don't know how to handle it. So, you know, I've seen the same story play out in places like Colorado when I lived there, and you're seeing it play out now. So, no, it did not surprise me that there were more Democrats than expected showing up or casting their ballots.
Tell me how the mail-in vote will work. In, you know, it's one thing in a, where it's a primary, Democrats doing Democrats, Republicans doing Republicans, but when you get to a general election, who would a mail-in ballot? And it hasn't been decided yet. We'll check in with Joe Gloria on that coming up in just about 45 minutes. Who will it help?
You know, I think ultimately it could help Democrats. Again, exactly what I was saying before, but that's not necessarily because of it being a mail-in ballot. It's really because Democrats have got far more organization than the GOP. You know, the GOP has got their share of on the ground, you know, boots on the ground, going around, canvassing, knocking on doors, calling people, et cetera. And they do have some super PACs out there, political action committees. But understand what the Democrats have, and this is not unique to Nevada. When you start looking at things like public sector unions, public sector unions overwhelmingly donate and contribute to Democratic campaigns. The, I think it was the AFL-CIO in the last presidential election, spent more on campaigning than they did on actually representing their members. So you have huge political action committees called unions that are funded by taxpayers, and they are massive get-out-the-vote machines because they already understand everybody in their workplace. They know their name, they know where they live, and they have an individual in their workplace who can help lobby for Democrats. So when you take that kind of organization that you have on the Democrat side, it makes sense that mail-in ballots would probably benefit them because their job is even easier now. So looking at it from a policy perspective, that's probably who would help. That being said, we live in such politically strange times right now. Who really knows how many people, even with the Democrats get out the vote machine, is going to want to go out there and actually vote for, say, Joe Biden. So there's still a lot of question marks there.
We are in the midst of day 16 of the rioting slash protesting. And a lot of people are starting to ask. We thought maybe we had gotten over the hump on this thing, but the protesters are coming out every night now, back east in particular, in places like Boston and New York and folks like that, Los Angeles. A lot of people asking when will the mob go home? And I guess my question is there a point at which America will say, let's move on?
Well, yeah, kind of like the coronavirus, they'll say, let's move on as soon as the media finds something new to obsess over. Understand, we've got these massive protests, some rioting and looting as well, but even the peaceful protests, and you have all of a sudden health officials and all the experts that were just recently telling us, if you go to church, you're killing your grandmother, telling us now, oh, yeah, you can go protest peacefully because it's for Black Lives Matter, or fill in the blank, some socially acceptable protest. And that really tells you more than any media pundit is probably going to be able to tell you. And that's that they want you to be focusing on something outrageous. They want you to feel insecure. And when I say they, I mean most of the folks in the media, and it's not nefarious. It's just how they get clicks and how they get eyeballs on their stuff. So it will die out at some point. When that is, I don't know. I will say this, though. Part of the reason why these protests seem to be gaining a lot more traction and a lot more attention than some of the previous Black Lives Matter protests that we've seen is because there is a growing consensus in this nation among libertarians, Democrats, and Republicans that there really does need to be some criminal justice reform. Now, what that looks like, everybody seems to disagree, but there does seem to be a growing consensus that there's a real problem with the unaccountable nature of not just police departments, but governments in general. And I think that's the reason why maybe this most recent protest is got so much more legs than some of the other ones.
I want to ask you, because it just came into my head, this whole thing, and they were talking about it in Washington today, the idea of defunding the police. And Joe Biden has already come out and said, I'm not for defunding the police. Now, my guess is he'll be evolving on that issue probably sometime soon. I guess my question is, how would you define defunding the police, and why won't it work?
So I was trying to get to the bottom of what exactly they meant by that, because I'm sitting here going, if you're talking to some people who are in a high crime area and you say, do you want to defund the police? right now, it seems to be a lot of them that are saying yes, which doesn't make sense to me because they do rely on the police. So I started asking some folks that I know, because I actually know some people in this movement, and the answer ranges depending on who you're talking to. Some people want to just reinvent the police. Some people want to just defund the current system because they think it's corrupt and they want to build up a new system. Everybody I talk to, it seems to be very, very ambiguous, and they don't have specific policy answers. I would say to most people that are saying, let's defund the police, I would say what you really need to do is you need to defund the police union and the current system that, you know, the arbitration system.
But now, wait a minute, because the police unions have been in lockstep for as long as I can remember, for 20, 30, 40 years. They've been in lockstep with the Democrats. Are you trying to tell me the Democrats are going to sell the police union down the river?
And I would say no, I don't think so. But I'm actually seeing now you've got some big city mayors, and actually there was a council person in Denver, Colorado, who is very far left, and they were recently saying that we should start defunding the police unions. And there's one reason and one reason why, and it's because they look at the police unions, and the police unions are standing against criminal justice reform, which is something that for years Democrats have supported. And the moment it became public knowledge that the unions were the ones who were stopping those reforms from happening, now you're starting to see Democrats turn on them. And so there actually is a possibility that Democrats and the police unions might have a serious rift that's beginning right now and could grow over the next few years.
Again, joining us, Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report is brought to you by our friends at Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association and Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House. Coming up, we're going to find out why July 1st is a red letter date for teachers all across the state of Nevada. What is significant about July 1st? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, and you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Fighting fears with facts.
If we do, it will take off. We are going to respond to it to not allow it to do that.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. I have listened to the progression of hearing aid technology for over 30 years, so I'm not easily impressed. But when my resident audio expert Steve Romeo had me listen to a pair of the new Liveo Edge instruments with artificial intelligence, I went, wow! When you tap them twice, you will hear, while they adjust themselves automatically for your best hearing anywhere. No more fiddling with controls. Steve says capability like this would have required a large rack of audio equipment only a few years ago. To hear them yourself, call Shelley at 369-1321. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Michael Schaus joining us. Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI. You can reach him at npri.org. We were talking about defunding the police. And can you explain this? I have trouble explaining this because I always get kind of tangled up in blue, so to speak. The unions for the cops end up giving money to candidates on the city council and the county commission and the mayor's office and all of that. It seems like a rather unholy alliance, but you know, these folks have been together. This has been a marriage that has been 40, 50 years, maybe more, long. Can you explain how this relationship works and why targeting the police unions could ultimately hurt Democrats?
Yeah, so it actually goes beyond just partisan politics. It's, you know, this is the reason that the U.S. Supreme Court says no public sector employee should ever be forced to pay union dues, because every public employee union, so that is every union that represents government workers, whether that be cops or teachers or fill in the blank, in order for them to advocate for their workers, they have to take part in the political process. They have to lobby lawmakers. They have to support lawmakers or oppose lawmakers. They have to give campaign contributions to various politicians. Or do get out the vote campaigns for these various politicians that they like, because that's the only way they can make any sort of policy change for their workers. So in the case of police unions, this shows a really, really raw conflict of interest if you believe in any sort of criminal justice reform, because the union goes out and they give money to lawmakers or politicians, or helps these politicians get elected, who will not put in new accountability standards for the police. Basically, politicians that oppose anything that would make it easier to fire bad cops. And that's what we've seen time and time again. In fact, during the last legislative session here in Nevada, there were a handful of criminal justice reform bills that Democrats fully supported at the beginning of the session, and they all ended up getting killed in the Senate because Nicole Cannizzaro, who's a deputy district attorney, is very friendly with police unions, and she killed them. So we see this conflict of interest. Currently, most of these unions are very, very friendly with Democrats. So if Democrats get pressure from their base to start really pushing criminal justice reform, they're going to have to make a choice. they're going to have to make a choice between getting that union money or actually pleasing their base and doing some criminal justice reform. And that's going to drive a real wedge between the unions that are currently supporting Democrats and the unions that really, really hate any sort of accountability when it comes to police or government sector workers.
By the way, the Newsweek and a bunch of other outlets have come down with a poll. It shows that defunding the police appeals to only 16% of the electorate. Only 16%. Does that surprise you?
Not at all. I think, you know, most people, we at Nevada Policy, we talk a lot about criminal justice, and we talk a lot about how many police unions are part of the problem. But at the end of the day, we still like cops. Most people still like cops because most people realize if you're having trouble, if somebody's breaking into your house, if you're watching somebody vandalize a store or your neighbor's home or something like that, you call the cops. You don't call the ice cream man. You don't call the postal worker. You call the guys with guns who are at the police station. And so I think most people, this idea of disbanding cops or defunding the police department, most people will shake their head and say, that's not the issue. Cops existing is not the problem. The problem is that bad cops are protected right now. And that's got to stop. Whether it's a bad cop or a racist cop or just a cop that makes a horrible, horrible mistake, these types of actions need to be held accountable for those actions. And that's what most people are after, including, I think, most people who were initially part of the protest. Unfortunately, you have the extremists that start taking everything over, including the narrative, and that's all we hear now is defund the cops. And most Americans are just going to roll their eyes at that.
Yeah, yeah. Another group, the teachers' unions, very, 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 very powerful. Tell me why July 1st is an important date for teachers all across southern Nevada and across the state. Because July 1st is, you guys have made July 1st a pretty important day.
Yeah, July 1st through the 15th. So it's only 2 weeks. 2 weeks in a year, if you are a public sector teacher, if you're a teacher working in Clark County or Washoe or something, and you don't like your union, maybe you don't like their politics, or maybe you just don't think that they're doing a very good job for you, you only have 2 weeks to get out of the union. The union tries to fight you any other time, but between July 1st and July 15th, if you want to stop paying union dues, if you want to save about $800 a year because you don't support the union, you can write them a letter that says, I am out. Do not include me in your union anymore. And you still retain all of your benefits of being a public sector teacher. The only difference is you don't have to pay the union because you don't support them. And so it's an important date for teachers because this is obviously something that unions never explain to teachers. And so throughout the years, we've been letting teachers know this, and I can't tell you how many letters we've got from teachers saying, thank you so much for telling me this.
And by the way, you've liberated a lot of teachers that have an extra $700-$800 for a trip to Disneyland that they wouldn't have had otherwise. Hey, Michael, always good. Thank you so much. If folks want to know more about what you're doing, where do they go?
Just nevadapolicy.org is the easiest place. We've got everything there.
Sounds good to me. Michael Schaus, Communications Director for NPRI. This special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 4:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, some heavy volumes on the Beltway right now. 215 west at the 15 interchange, 215 eastbound at Decatur. Also, as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, northbound around Tropicana, you'll slow down a little bit. Surface streets, you're pretty much stop and go there at Rainbow and Warm Springs. Also, do look for some backups on the 515 northbound at Pecos. And we're also getting some slowing there in the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street. And that is also causing some residual effect on that transition ramp from 15 north.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Boxing was back last night at the MGM Grand Casino, albeit without fans. There was a card that was put on by Top Rank, and in the main event, Shakir Stevenson remains undefeated with a 14-0 record as he was able to take out Felix Caraballo with a body punch knockdown in the sixth round. Stevenson 14-0, eight knockouts in his career. He is currently the WBO featherweight champion. Top Rank is expected to continue to run events at the MGM here moving forward. They will continue to be without fans. The Sports Flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Summer is coming, and so are those high power bills. Astronomical bills, usually due to an inefficient air conditioner. Upgrade to a Hisear air conditioner from Home Air Conditioning. Those old R22 units are not getting any younger, and they're costing you plenty. Cool your home for less. Call Danny at Home Air Conditioning to schedule an appointment at your convenience anywhere in the valley. Home Air Conditioning, 702-878-8367. 702-878-8367. License number 51994.
Would you like an air conditioning technician instead of a salesman?
Afraid you're about to overpay for that air conditioner from that national chain?
Then you need to call Home Air Conditioning for your new, quiet, and energy-efficient air conditioning system. And if you need service and repair, they fix it right the first time. License number 51994. Call Danny for your quote over the phone at 878-8367. That's 878-8367, online at homeairlv.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I want you to hear a guy that, I don't know if I'd call him a friend, but we've had him on so many times over the years when he's run for office, when he's been on Fox News. We just had him on, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, Dan Bongino. And he is a former Secret Service agent. He's a really smart dude. And I don't know if you've seen him on Fox News. He's always on Fox News. Well, today, and this is cut one, by the way, Jim. By the way, Jim Dallas is on the other side of the board, and he does just an amazing job, and I don't know how he does it. It's years of training, I'm sure, but he is absolutely amazing. He's doing a great job keeping me coloring inside the lines. I really appreciate it. But Dan Bongino is the former Secret Service agent. He was testifying today before the House Judiciary Committee, and he testified against defunding the police force. And again, only 16% favor defunding the cops in the latest polling. I'll let you resonate on that as you listen to Dan Bongino today before the House Judiciary Committee.
These are good men and women. Yes, as with any profession, there are officers, no question, who aren't suited for the job. Some will cause trouble, sometimes worse. We've seen that. But in my experience, this is rare and becoming rare. The special agents I work with and remain friends with to this day in the Secret Service joined members of the NYPD and New York City Fire Department on that tragic day of September 11, 2001. You know what they did? They sprinted into those burning buildings and personally escorted people out. As we all know, those buildings collapsed, taking many of those brave NYPD and FDNY souls with them. Those brave souls were running into the buildings. Everyone else was evacuating. These are the types of people I was honored and deeply privileged to work with. Public safety came first. Everything else came second. Sometimes even their own families. The Defund the Police movement will target these heroes. They are the police, these people. It's not some amorphous mass that will be affected. It's real heroes in real time, right now. Removing these heroes from your communities and my community will do nothing but ensure chaos and destruction. Police officers are the front lines, putting themselves between the evildoers among us and the honest, hardworking Americans, just yearning for some security and prosperity in a small slice of Americana. We can and should commit to police accountability. There's no question about that. But we can do it without shredding the thin wall between civilization and chaos. There are few jobs in the country as stressful as policing. I receive an email or a text a few times a year notifying me about the death or injury of a police officer I knew, worked with, or knew someone I worked with. Imagine if that was happening at your job. Think about that just for a minute. God forbid you found out a coworker of yours was killed or injured in the line of duty in the course of doing their job. You didn't just get the text. You got this text a couple times a year. That's policing. That's what they do. They risk their own lives for yours. I'll say in closing, I spoke at an event for police officers years ago, and a spouse of one of these heroes said this. She said, "The most wonderful sound in the world for the spouse of a police officer is the sound of Velcro at night." Maybe saying, why Velcro? Because it's how a police officer's body armor is secured to their bodies. And when that body armor comes off and that sound echoes in their ears, the families of these heroes know that they're finally home safely. I ask you, please, with the greatest of respect and humility, please stop this defund the police abomination before someone gets hurt.
That's Dan Bongino. And Dan Bongino is a patriot. I don't know how much you've seen. He's a Fox News contributor, but he is absolutely amazing. They had this House Judiciary Committee hearing, and can I tell you, it was pretty good. I watched a bunch of it. Son of George Floyd testified, and it was emotional stuff. No, it really was. We'll try and let you hear some of that before we leave you, but his testimony was very, very compelling, and he wasn't all of what was going on this morning, but it was interesting to listen to these family members mourning. They're still grieving. And they make a good point. A family should not have to endure what this family has endured. And there doesn't appear to be any contrary information that this was just an innocent guy that was caught up in bad policing. There's no Michael Brown moment. I call it the Michael Brown moment, where they call him the gentle giant. Same thing they call this guy. But in this particular case, it doesn't appear that he, tried to steal from a convenience store or anything like that with the Michael Brown deal in Ferguson. Anyway, stick around. Lots more to do. And by the way, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to let you hear Kaylee McEnany, my friend, who was on with Ainsley Earhart today. And one of the things, we'll get to hear from her about is this whole thing of defunding cops. which makes absolutely no sense at all. Also, Rudy Giuliani, why it makes no sense at all to defund the police. We'll get to that coming up in our next half hour. Okay? And don't forget Joe Gloria. Joe Gloria, you'll hear from him. He is the Clark County Registrar of Voters. And how did they end up not releasing votes, you know, numbers, raw numbers, until 2:30 this morning? That was a little surprising. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
That's an assumption that it's going to be safe, that it's going to be effective, and that we're going to be able to do it quickly. I think each of those are not only feasible, but maybe likely.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio. Done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has hot deals for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95 and a free AC inspection. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change and a free AC check. Make sure to visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before.
This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Kayleigh McEnany's been on the show, I'm just guessing, 40 times, 50 times over the course of the last few years. She's been a regular. She was very close to achieving co-host status. She was within two appearances of co-host status. We'd have to like put her on the masthead. But she is now the president's press secretary, and she was on with Ainsley Earhart this morning on their little morning chat show, Fox and Friends. But I want you to listen to Kayleigh McEnany. This was earlier this morning on Fox News Channel.
Washington Post headline says GOP expects to move its convention to Jacksonville after dispute with North Carolina over pandemic safeguards. And then John Roberts, who you know works at Fox and our friend, he said that no decision has been made. He's talked to his sources there. He says officials tell me the GOP has not yet settled on an alternate site for the August convention. Real Donald Trump speech. Top contenders are Jacksonville, Savannah, Nashville, Phoenix, and Dallas. A decision will have to be made very soon. Can you tell us more about this? And if you can't announce what city, can you tell us when you'll be able to?
So there have been a number of cities under consideration. The president loves the state of North Carolina, really wanted to have it there. But unfortunately, you have a governor there who's not willing to say, yes, you can move forward. It's a grave injustice to his state, taking a lot of economic boom out of there that comes with a convention. So no decision has been made. But for further comment on that, I'd redirect you to the RNC and to the campaign.
Yeah. Did you notice that nowhere there did you see the name Las Vegas? And it's another very interesting deal. You know, I'm just taking notes, really. I'm just taking notes of the ledger for Governor Steve Sisolak. I mean, I think of all the things that this governor has done that has been horrible for this community. I gave him very high marks for his response to 1 October, even though I'm not sure we have ever gotten to the bottom of what really happened on 1 October. I mean, I don't think we've ever come to grips with that. But I think his response and his consoler-in-chief sort of mentality I thought was perfect for 1 October. But I'll tell you, in the last 6 months, his game has gone south. I mean, if you look at what happened with the pandemic, a lot of people think that he pulled the trigger too early on shutting down the economy of Las Vegas. A lot of people believe that he has been slow in letting us reopen, that we should have reopened 3 weeks, maybe a month earlier. And we're talking about tens of millions of dollars here in the Las Vegas economy. And the fact is that this governor has been asleep at the switch. He's been a week late, 2 weeks late, 3 weeks late. His bedside manner, I think, has been lousy. On the press release announcing the reopening of the Vegas economy, they misspelled the first word, which was supposed to be today, and it came out something garbled. It was almost like it was spell-checked into oblivion. And those news conferences where you couldn't hear what the governor was saying. I mean, it was just awful. I mean, the folks in Sparks have a better audio-visual department than the governor has. How can that be? I mean, that's absolutely horrible. And then here, the governor, the same governor that said, stay home for Nevada. Stay home for Nevada. They always think of these catchy phrases. You ever notice that? The same governor that said, stay home for Nevada, is welcoming all of these protesters. And they're all standing elbow to elbow. There's no social distancing, no nothing. And this governor encouraged it. That's what I don't understand. So this governor, who has underperformed, in fact, incredibly underperformed, we need to be finding a replacement. I'm talking about we, Republicans, conservatives, need to be finding a replacement in 2022 for Governor Sisolak. But you know, the problem is nobody's stepping forward. We had Victoria Seaman, a city councilwoman from Las Vegas, who on the show the other day said, yeah, are you saying I should maybe run? Well, I don't know if I'm going to do that yet, but I'll certainly give it a look. See, yeah. But I don't see others stepping out and criticizing the governor. And essentially, I mean, I'm not asking for anybody to declare themselves a candidate. I mean, we tried that recall effort, remember that? And it failed miserably. Well, it just didn't work. And again, there's that thing called a pandemic, COVID-19, that reared its ugly head. And nobody, I mean, it was tough for everybody. I mean, all these candidates we were talking about earlier in the show, you know, the folks that were in the primary, how do you go door to door when people won't even open their door for you? So I sympathize with all these people, but I haven't seen anybody taking the reins, the loyal opposition for the Republican Party. Is it Adam Laxalt or Joe Heck? I don't know who should be doing it. I don't know. Or is there somebody new? Somebody new that we ought to be talking about. We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Day number three. They let me in the door today. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They didn't even try and lock me out. Kevin Wall with you on AM 670 KMZQ. Tonight, supposedly, the folks in Minneapolis, the city of Minneapolis and the Minneapolis Police Department are going to announce major changes to their policy and how they're going to go about doing things. And, in fact, I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can squeeze in cut four. Madaria Arredondo is the Minneapolis police chief. And one of the things they've been talking about is that a couple of these officers were like newbies and that they should be exonerated because of their inexperience. But the chief of police, Arredondo, in Minneapolis, says the lack of experience, no excuse in the George Floyd killing.
Where did the behavior that you did see come from?
I've struggled with, when I watched that video, that I did not see humanity. I did not see humanity. And so that's the only answer I could give you. I did not see humanity that day for Mr. Floyd.
And so when the younger officers or the more rookie officers make the argument through their attorneys that they were yielding to the experience of Officer Chauvin, again, where does that fit in the, where does that come from?
Again, and I've said this before, it's a good question. We do not shape our policies based on your years of service. We expect you to be professional. We expect you to have a duty and care for life. And if you come into conflict with policy or subculture, I expect your humanity to rise above that. And our communities expect that.
Can I tell you something? A lot of the changes that they're promising in Minneapolis will have to pass muster with the police union. The city of Minneapolis has essentially cut off negotiations. How do you do that? Because these Dems, these liberal Democrats, have been married to the police unions for decades. I don't know how this is going to work. We may have to check in with some of the police union people here in Las Vegas and find out if they feel like there is a target on their back. Coming up, Joe Gloria. He is the Registrar of Voters in Clark County. Why did it take till 2:30 in the morning to deliver some numbers? And by the way, how did the mail-in ballot really work? We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.